Well, they arrived here on the Clydeside, surrounded by police motorbikes and photographers. Charles got out of the car with the Duchess of Cornwall and had a look at the wall art before shaking hands and then walking into the bar with the owner, Alan Crossan.
Well, we met them at the mural and then came through Recluse a bit, had a wee look at that, and then into the beer garden, which is obviously going to get covered.
Well, I've now moved into the courtyard, which is just out the back of the pub, and just a few metres in front of me is where 10 people were killed a couple of years ago when a helicopter came crashing through the roof. The Prince was here just days after that tragedy to chat to those who survived. He also spoke to the emergency teams and signed a book of condolence at the time. Out here, the Royals got talking to the team behind the Clutha Trust, and Geraldine Gallagher is one of them.
They were just saying how they thought the charity was going really well. Complaining my hands were cold when I gave them a handshake.
Were they quite nice?
Very, very pleasant. Very pleasant, extremely.
Well, now let's head in to the Victoria Bar, which is just down these stairs and next door to the Clutha. Charles and Camilla tried some whiskey and then they carried it in their hands as they continued down the line, shaking hands with people.
So it went quite well to be drinking there.
I was going to say, a bit of whiskey as well.
Aye, the nice whiskey.
How did that go down?
Oh, I loved it, aye. I tasted it as well, it was really nice.
He also signed a ukulele, which will go up for auction, and then it was time for some music.
I'm Katerina Davidson, I'm 19, and I was playing with the Prince's Trust. They were a lot more casual than I would have expected. He kind of reminded me of my grandpa a bit.
Well, earlier on, they were just a couple of miles from here, up at the Glasgow School of Art.
Very informed man about historical architecture, so it was it was really, really interesting to go around with them.
That's Muriel Gray, who's heavily involved at the art school, and she's telling Hart that Charles and Camilla had a look around some of the parts which were destroyed in a massive fire last year.
He was just in awe, as we still are, about the firefighters and intelligence and how they actually managed to anticipate where the fire was going to go and how they stopped it.
Tomorrow, the couple are heading for Ayrshire, but if you want to check out some of our pictures and videos from here in Glasgow today, then you can click onto our Twitter at HartScotNews.